did hear all about it. I got the invitation, it's on my fridge, beside the picture of you and your kids. You know I'd really love to come, I'd really love to see everyone. It's been so long, but by the time you read this, 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 by the time you read this. By the time you read this, by the time you read this, by the time you read this, you were a Nazi hunter. I was a cockney punter. To meet on some rainy English street, you'd be looking sharp, I'd be in a dirty old jumper. Despite our diff.
Shiny, you're so shiny, you said.
That was lovely. That is Gaze, and I love Gaze. They are no longer this album, so it's G-A-Z-E, not as in multiple gay people or multiple happy people. This album is Mitsumiru, and the song we heard was Glow, and that, of course, is a K Records release from Olympia, Washington, back in like 97. Can you believe that? And interestingly, this record was recorded by John Collins and David Carswell, so JCDC, in the summer of 96. God, that's crazy. Anyways, Miko Hoffman. So she would be the lead singer of this band, And the drummer, no less, is good old Rose Melberg. So Gays were a three-piece. You had Rose Melberg, Megan Mallett, and Miko Hoffman. And I am mentioning this because Miko and I used to alternate time slots here at CITR. And last time I ran into Miko, it was at Canadian Tire. And she had a child. And so she still must have a child. And I think she might just only have one. So that's my latest update on Miko. Anyways, this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. And yeah, this is where we listen to Canadian music. All right, let's do some more of that. Let's see. And by the way, thank you all for... that music just came out of nowhere. It scared me, and it was very loud in my headphones. I'm sorry. Oh, God. Okay. I'm good. Phew. All right. Where was I? I just wanted to thank you all for supporting the station at our last fun drive. Man, I'm jumpy. That was scary. Just recently, we just finished it, and we raised a whole whack of money, all thanks to you. So thank you very much. All right. Let's continue. Let's see what else we have here. I'm going back into my old CD collection. I actually, lugged down the actual CD case and everything today. I've sort of stopped doing that in the past little while, but I have. And I want to play us some Hayden. That's what I want to do. This is such a... Oh, you know what? I hope it doesn't skip. This is such a good record. This is from 19 of all things 95. We're going back to 95. And we're heading on over to Toronto. Hayden is, I believe, from Thornhill or Scarborough, one of those suburbs. And this record, apparently, his very first one, which is called Everything I Long For, was recorded in his parents' basement. Yes. So this was kind of very early, I guess, Canadian indie rock. This is when people started doing things on their own, right? Versus... like moving away from the big studio recordings and having to have money and a record contract to do it. So, all right, let's hear the song. Oh, geez. In September. I like this song. I'm sorry. I'm still a little jumpy from that last thing there. All right, we're good. Anita B, this is me. And the show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm here with you all until 8. Yes, I am. And this here is Hayden on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Party, yeah. my. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
The Baker and the Chef, Bangon T-Shirts, Cherry Bomb, House of Vintage, Beat Street Records, Dunleavy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Song Club, His Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save on Meats, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus. Or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
So uptight.
All right. That is The Isotopes with a song just to bring you home from their album, which is new, brand new, The First Four Seasons. And you can go to their Bandcamp site, excuse me, and they have, how many songs do they have here? Got a lot of songs. They've got like 16 songs. And this was all released the end of last year. And excitement is the fact that on April 12th, these guys are going to be having their CD release party, and it's going to be at the Electric Owl. And even more exciting is that in 2 more weeks on my own show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, I'm going to have some members of the Isotopes here with us. So isn't that cool? And the Isotopes, if you are not aware, they are a baseball band. It's interesting. I don't know. There is another band that I can think of actually out of Portland, and I think they're called the Baseball Club or something. But these guys, the whole theme of everything is baseball. And they have a really cool video, which is called The Ballad of Ray Ordonez. So check that out. So check it out. You can look it up. And there you go. So in 2 more weeks, we will be hearing from some of the guys. All right. Okay. What else did we hear? We heard, that was the Isotopes, Duotang. We heard something from the Winnipeg band from way back, I want to say 96. Yep, we heard the song Smash the Ships and Raise the Beams from the album of the same name. These guys were Mint Records people. They were Mint Records band, and there were just two of them, henceforth Duotang. Took me a while to figure that out. And I've always liked Duotang. And it was like one day I was like, oh, Duotang. Sometimes I'm a little slow. But yeah. All right, that was Duotang. All right, now before that, we heard something from the Spitfires. So the Spitfires, these guys are, they were local. They were like heavily active locally, I don't know, around the turn of the century. Doesn't that sound such a long time ago, the turn of the century? Yeah, I used to see them at the Brickyard like all the time, the Spitfires. They used to play with the Black Market Babies or the Black Halos, and they used to also play a lot with, there's another band locally. Oh, it's been so long. Anyways, the Spitfires, we heard the song Piece of You from a compilation I have called Syrup and Gasoline Volume 1, which is a Grenadine Records compilation that was released back in, when was that released? God, 99. Yes. All right. And then, so I started off with a lot of old songs, and we heard Hayden in there before that. All right. My name is Anita B, and the time is 6:55. I'm here until 8. And this show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, which is, all about Canadian music. So there you go. All right. And Val's show is up next. So her show is from 8 until 10, and it's called Folk Oasis. And, yeah, let's hear some more Canadian music. So coming up now, we have something from the band Pups. Now, I just saw Pups on the weekend, on Saturday. They played an awesome show, and Pups are a three-piece girl band. And the lead singer is Rose Melberg, and she is the drummer. So it is fascinating and thrilling and amazing watching her, because she is such a good drummer to begin with. So she's a solid killer drummer, and she's singing the whole time. Like, she's like the lead singer. She's not doing backups or anything. She's like Phil Collins, right? And so it was an awesome show. And they opened for a band called Cool. And Cool, wow. It was just like such a great show. Cool consists of Adrian Teacher and his girlfriend, wife. I forget her name. And then Sean Mrazek on the drums. So they're just a three-piece as well. And there were so many people. It was such a crazy show. And it was such a good time. So anyways, without much further talking, let's hear this song from Pups called Cement. You can find this on the CITR Pop Alliance Volume 3 record. And there you go. And of course, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This sounds suspiciously like the Courtneys. This is the Courtneys. Why is this happening? No, that is not Pup. Why is this happening? Let me take that out. All right, do I have the right CD? Yeah, volume 3, song 5. I swear to God, that was song 5. Oh, there's 2 CDs maybe? I don't know. All right. And I used to play that song all the time from the Courtneys, and I'm kind of not in the mood to hear it again. It's just like, oh, let's hear Bank Robber. That's what we'll hear on the same CD. Okay, now I'm confused. There are supposed to be 14 songs on this, and then it goes A1 through A7, and then B1 through B7. And I just see one CD, so I don't know. Okay, let's try this. let me just like spin the dial and see what we get. Okay, I'm just playing a song, and it's 4 minutes and 18 seconds from this compilation, and we'll find out who it was. This is probably pop.
Slim, look him in the eye, and he's a rich guy in
Alrighty, that was Sloan. Who doesn't love Sloan? That was Sloan in the heyday. Sloan back in, like, this was 1992, I think. That was from their very first release. It was an EP called Peppermint. 1992. And I think that was, if, what is this? This is Murder Records 0001. The very first Murder Records release. I have it. Yeah, look at that. Aren't I cool? Yeah, so Val is here, the lovely Val, Val Cormier, whose show is on in 50 minutes. So stay tuned from 8 until 10. She'll delight us all with her folk, but stylings. Folk stylings, but they are, it's a kumbaya free zone. That was funny. Did you recognize that?
That's your hey baby.
Yeah, you like my Beavis and Butthead, my notification. Beavis? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that would be, shut up, Beavis. That would be Butthead. Okay, sorry. Val and I happen to be huge Beavis and Butthead fans, aren't we?
That's kind of yes. sad, too.
Isn't that sad? Because we're, because, you know, no, but technically, we are ladies, but really, we're not too old, because when Beavis and Butthead came out, what was that, like 94? Yeah, right? So we're from that era. So there you go. That was Sloan. Sloan with Underwhelmed from the EP Peppermint. All right, now before that, we heard some Smugglers with a cover of The Pointed Sticks. Who doesn't love The Pointed Sticks? Yeah. What Do You Want Me to Do? That's an awesome song. And you can get that on a compilation called Oh Canada, a collection of Canadian punk rock covers. Now, this is a gem to have. Let me find it. Here it is. Okay, so this is awesome. This is, like, seriously gold. It's gold, Jerry. It's a collection of Canadian punk rock covers, 1995 Lance Rock Records, 14 songs. And they're all Canadian bands covering an assortment of like, music. Okay. For example, you've got, like, the Subhumans, K-Tells, Teenage Head. You've got the Modernettes. Who else do you have? Oh, no, wait, I'm lying. They're all Canadian songs covered by a combination of Canadian and otherwise other people. Like the Young Fresh Fellows. You've got, who else? Oh, Man or Astro Man. They're awesome. And Bum. Remember Bum from Victoria? Bum. So Team Generate is on this. And fun fact, that was my record label when I was in Clover Honey, my old band. We were on this is a Lance Rock.
The label's fun fact, not fun fact. Oh, fun fact.
Fun fact.
The label was, sorry.
Just throwing that out there. Because I don't want to talk about myself. I could play all my songs if you'd like from like 2000. It's the Anita Show. This is like, no. So, but fun fact would be a good name for a record label. Fun fact. The fun facts. The fun facts. Anyways.
How's your,
my band name?
I'm like,
so Val is inquiring, so I will share. So, I'm on Twitter, as is Val. And, I have been jamming with these guys who are sometimes jamming with me and sometimes not. We haven't jammed lately, so whatever. But, where was I going with this? Oh yeah. So we've been trying to find band names. And I've been throwing out like hundreds at these people and to the Twitterverse. And the best we've come up with so far is Tiger Palm. Yeah, whatever. I like the Junior Bitches, personally. I wanted to be called the Junior Bitches or the Wangons. Do you like the Wangons? Wangons. The first word, Wang-ONS. It's named after, there's like a blind place on, you know, you've probably seen it at like the corner between Kingsway and Main. There's a pointy corner there. And then there's a blind place. And then the Go Ballet is right there.
Got it.
So nobody likes the Wang-ons. So that one's up for grabs, Val. So when you, you know, form your band, you may take the Wang-ons. All right. That's fine. I'm still in mourning a bit for the Wang-ons, but whatever. I'll survive. Oh yeah, what else do we hear? I should talk about music. Korean Gut. We also heard, that was a band we heard. I played the song In My Socialist Choir from the CITR Pop Alliance compilation number 3. I believe it was number 3. All right, now let's hear some other stuff. Let's go. I'm on sort of a mint trip right now. I guess I am. Look at this. Let's hear something else from some mint bands. I've got in front of me this compilation. It is entitled We. It's a Team Mint Sampler. Yes, it is. And we're going to hear a band that I really loved, still do love, The Organ. Now, that's a good band name, The Organ, don't you think?
Yes.
That's not bad, huh? Right? I got a little double entendre going on. The Organ. Okay. Fire in the Ocean. We're going to hear that song. It's a classic. And there you go. Katie Sketch. has, well, these guys broke up, I want to say, in 2007. And since then, Katie, the lead singer, has moved to Toronto. And she, I think, is in some sort of queer girl rock band or something. And she's married. So there you go. Okay, the station is CITR, 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this right here, if I can get the right CD going, is the organ.
Change back where I started.
All right, folks. All right. It's time for me to chat here. I just got some phone call from somebody that I just canceled. Potentially my parent-in-laws, but whatever. I'm doing my radio show. I can't talk. I'm sorry. So here we are. Who did we just hear? Who did we hear? Oh, God. I've been just having a nice conversation with Val. Oh, yeah. So we heard Noviero. Noviero. Spelled Novalero. I believe I pronounced it vaguely correct. Noviero. With the song Lost Possibilities. Plus, we also heard the organ in there with the song Fire in the Ocean. On top of Sloan. Before that. This is Anita B. here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and why don't we find out what is going on with the weather? Weather here in the city of Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The Weather Network, here we go. Alrighty, it is currently 11 degrees and overcast. let's see, the low tonight is 6, and tomorrow the high is 10. So Thursday, high of 10 with isolated showers, but it looks like it's gonna be sunny otherwise, so that's okay. And then we move into Friday with a high of 9 degrees and rain, so not great. And then the weekend looks like 10 both days, so Saturday and Sunday with rain and light rain. So meh, you know, it could be worse. I guess it could be the East Coast, like Halifax area where my friend lives. And she has tweeted some pictures of the snowstorm. Yeah. So, apparently it's like the worst one of the whole entire year. Yes. So, there you go. Could be worse. Now, what are we going to hear next? I was, again, chatting with Val. And, we could always listen to some Wolf Parade. I'm never, never not in the mood for Wolf Parade. So, why don't we do that? Let's hear something from, now let's hope I've got the right CD here. Because I have an assortment of Wolf Parade CDs, not in the correct cases, all mixed up. Here's the story. I went to Red Cat Records like a long time ago, and I bought a Wolf Parade CD, and in it, I got an EP, Wolf Parade EP. And then what happened was I got too lazy to even go back and return it because I was just too busy. And then eventually I got ripped off basically because I paid for full record, right? But I got an EP. And so this EP has been sort of floating around in an assortment of cases. And it's 9 songs. Yes, 9 songs. This one matches the cover, so we're good. That's my story. All right. Let's hear from Wolf Parade. Now, Wolf Parade, if you have never heard of indie rock in Canada, there's a band called Wolf Parade. They're from mostly BC, pretty much. Like the island, the interior. And together, they formed in Montreal back in 2003, I believe. And they kept rocking it, you know, up until a few years back or so. So we're going to hear something from At Mount Zoomer, which I believe is their second full length. And they were signed to Sub Pop, yes. And I love the song Language City. That's a really good song. I think I played that not too long ago. So we'll hear, let's hear Kissing the Beehive. Let's hear that song. That sounds good. Yes. Ooh, is that a 10-minute song? I could hear a 10-minute song because I'm a little bit lazy right now. Hi, CJ. Now, the lovely Chirag has a new position here, right? Can share with us your position, Chirag. Okay, let's put you on the mic here. Tell us now. You wrong mic. Is that one? I need to turn it on.
Yes.
That would help. Hello. Okay, so tell us what you are doing now here at CITR.
Well, I recently got a position called the Campus Coverage Coordinator, which is basically covering all the interesting events happening at the UBC campus here in Vancouver. And there are a lot of things happening.
Yeah.
People don't realize it, but there are exciting things in the arts, not just in the creative arts, but also in politics, social awareness, indigenous rights, environmental sciences, all these things. And all these faculties and various departments at UBC organize things all the time. And so it's really interesting to go there, talk to the people, interviewing them, you know.
So your main role is to put together, like, so you interview people, correct?
Yes.
And you put together
record the events if they're interesting.
Interesting.
And upload them, basically.
And do you write ever, like, for the Discorder?
I did for a while. I used to write their On the Air column, which is basically spotlighting radio hosts like yourself.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think I was too lazy and I never submitted something.
Yeah, I interviewed folks like George Barrett and Glenn Walker and DJ Smiley Mike on Sundays. A whole bunch of excellent people.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to... And you just got this position, correct?
In February. Yes.
In February. So about a month and a half ago.
I'll excellent. Be here till October.
Well, good for you. And you actually get paid for this.
Yes, part-time.
Good for you. Excellent, because I don't.
That's the spirit of community radio.
That's right. Awesome, CJ. Well, thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right, we got a little wolf parade right now. All right, 10-minute song. I'm liking it. I can actually organize myself while we listen to some wolf parade. All right, folks, my name's Anita B, and Sam Squanch's Hideaway is the show here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you. tide is swiftly turning, and I have ships to bring in. This ship is slowly sinking, the darkest water seeps in.
To the wind, to the wind,
turning,
we cast ourselves away. But where we go, nobody knows.
We are the ghosts. For 3 days this spring, the Eastside Flea will once again be filling the UBC Student Union building with a fun and diverse marketplace, giving students the opportunity to buy affordable goods they can't find on campus. Expect vintage clothing, local artists and craftsmen goods, sunglasses, cool collectibles, handmade candy, posters, screen print t-shirts, books, and more. Catch them in the sub Monday, March 31st through Wednesday, April 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for a revolving door of awesome goods and fun times.
Alrighty, folks. It is now 8:45. Well, actually, 7:46. How do I do that? Whoopsie-daisy. I'm talking to myself. Let's see. Ooh, we just heard Mode Moderne with the song, the title track from their new album, Occult Delight. And it's good. It's a really good CD. It's on a label called Light Organ Records. And these guys are local. Good times. All right. Before Mode Moderne, I just reminded myself, actually, of good times. There's this, Saturday Night Live skit, SNL. And it's the two NPR radio hosts. Good times. All right. It's the Sweaty Balls episode. All right. So Mode Moderne. Now, before that, we heard something from Safety Show. And Safety Show is a band who are no longer. I think there were five of them. And Safety Show was comprised of Sean Bristow, Katie Lappy, Shane Phillipson, and a few others. And sadly, Shane and Katie are no longer local. They're on the island. They're a couple. They're married. And they have a cute little son. Yes. And none of those guys. And therefore, no Safety Show. No Safety Show, which is kind of sad. Anyways, we heard the song Ship of Sorrows from their album Blackwater. And Wolf Parade, we heard a very long song from Wolf Parade. We heard Kissing the Beehive from their album At Mount Zoomer on Sub Pop Records. So, we have 13 minutes avec moi until I'm done here and Val's show comes on. And what do we have next? Let's take a look here. Oh, we got some good stuff. I love Tough Age. And I don't think I've played them. I mean, I've played them a lot, but I don't think, like, too recently. So let's hear some Tough Age. Now, I do believe these guys are currently on tour. I think they are. Yeah, these guys are Mint Records band. And let's hear the song. Oh, I don't know. How about Coffin Foam? Not like coughing foam, but coffin, like a casket. Coffin Foam. And this album is, I guess, self-titled. Anyways, my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. My name is Anita B. And this right here is Tough Age with a song, Coffin Foam, on CITR 101.9. Whoa! 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
My friends, tonight we unveil my most diabolical creation.
CITR 101.9 FM.
10 times more addictive than marijuana. Ooh. To human misery.
Nice to see you.
McPain! Ah, McBain. So glad you could make it. Have a salmon puff.
All right.
My skull starts slipping on my expertise. You must be tripping if you
Alrighty, that was, who was that? That was Hip Club Groove with the song 16 Jabs. And you can find that on a compilation that I have from years ago, from 1996, Squirt Gun Records, Hip Club Groove. Now, if you're curious who those guys are, you may better know them as, now they were on Murder Records too, by the way, years ago, very early Murder Records band out of Halifax, Hip Club Groove. They are, let's take a look here. Well, they are those guys on the Trailer Park Boys. What are the names? Do you remember the Trailer Park Boys, the two tag along guys? There was Corey and Trevor. Yeah. So Corey, yeah, Corey was actually behind that band Hip Club Groove. He's like the light-skinned black guy with like the braids, you know, that guy. That's Corey, and that's his band, Hip Club Groove, that we just heard. Very cool. Now, before that, we heard something from Tough Age with the song Coffin Foam. I think, did I miss something here? I hope I haven't. Anyways, I'm telling you all this because I am off air in a couple minutes here, at which point Val is coming on with her show, Folk Oasis, and don't forget to come back and listen to my show in 2 weeks, because my show is bi-weekly, so... Now, bi-weekly sounds like it's twice a week, but I guess, I don't know, whatever. My alternating Wednesdays, maybe that sounds better. Every second Wednesday, you can hear my show from 6:30 till 8, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm Anita B, and it's all Canadian music. And I'm telling you to tune in 2 more weeks, because there will be members from the Vancouver baseball extraordinaire punk rock band, The Isotopes, in studio. So we'll hear a bunch of their songs. And they will help me, you know, they'll co-host the show, and maybe we'll chat, I'll interview them. We'll interview each other, whatever. So there you go. So come back in 2 more weeks, which is on April 9th, because they play their CD release at the Electric Owl just a few days later on the 12th. All right. Now I'm going to leave us all with none other than Lady Hawk. Love Lady Hawk. Okay. So... this record is from the album No Can Do. This song, I believe, is the title track, and it's No Can Do. And I am going to play it off of a CD, what's this called? MP3 player. So let's see if I can do that, Val. If I hit, got the one thing hooked up to that thing, and I do that. And come on, fingers crossed. Ooh. Do you hear anything?